Okay, let's start our discussion of Chulin Daf Lamed Vav. Chulin Lamed Vav is today's Daf. We are starting on Daf Lamed Vav, on the second line, on top of Vav and Aleph. Just one Hara, hopefully today it will be posted already. I gave a share last night related to why learn Gemara, the uniqueness and the centrality of Gemara. It's uploaded already, so hopefully it'll be posted sometime this morning with the Mar Makomos along that with on OU.org. So please feel free to look for that. Okay, we are on Lamed Vav and Aleph. So we have been talking about different types of blood that is Machshir L'Kabel Tumah. We spoke about the Shita of Reb Shimon. That has been the focus. And Reb Shimon Shita is in our Mishnah, that the Shita itself is Machshir, the Basar, to be Makabel Tumah. One doesn't even need blood. And we said from the name of Rav Asi explaining Reb Shimon that it's Dafka, not the blood. Blood, Dam Shchita, is not Machshir, it's only Shchita. How could Shchita be Machshir? Didn't we learn that there are seven liquids that have to make it wet? So what does that have to do with the Maisa Shchita? So the answer we explained based on the Chinuch and based on Rashi, as we'll see today, and that is, Hechshel, a Kabel Tumah, might itself be a way of giving the Ochel its final status. Because after all, says the Chinuch, we wash off our fruit generally before we eat it. So if that's true, so then maybe until we wash it off, it doesn't have the status of the Ochel. And that is what Hechshel HaKabel Tumah is all about. If that's true, so then maybe that's what Shechita is about. Because the Maisa Shechita, as Rashi said yesterday, is Mashvi Le'Ochel. It also makes it into an Ochel. That could be the common denominator between the Maisa Shechita and getting moist, and how they both can be Machshel HaKabel Tumah. Okay, that was the Shechita of Reb Shimon. So now we get into, once we spoke about different types of blood, we spoke yesterday about Dam Shchita, and Dam Chalalim, and Dam, what was the third type? Dam Chalalim, Dam Shchita, and Dam Hames, right? If the animal died by itself, if the animal was killed, the animal was shechted. So we have one more drasha related to Dam, and then we get back to Hechsher. Tana Devera Bishmol, second line. The Dam Chalalim Yishteh. Pazak says, we read it a few weeks ago, Dam Chalalim Yishteh, the blood of Chalalim Yishteh, so we darshan yesterday, chalim means that the animal was killed, but today we say, prat, that excludes l'dam kiluach, she'enu makshur es hazroim, that excludes blood that spurts. What is that talking about? So Rashi and Tosfos both give different explanations. Here, we'll go with Rashi. They each say that there are three stages of the blood coming out of the animal. Rashi says, look at the second Rashi, prat l'dam kiluach, shemekez zabehema, that squirts out of the animal. Bitchila ha'dam shotes b'tipa achas oshtayim. Right when the first cut is made, the blood drips out. Drip, drip. Tipa achas. The animal is not dead yet. So that is not called life blood, and that blood is not makshir yet. Those tipos. V'acharkachu mikaleach. And afterward, it squirts out with a rush, with pressure. That also is not the lifeblood because the animal is still a little bit alive. And after that, it starts becoming more black than red. There is an affinity between black and red. The Gemara says in Maseches Nida, when it comes to ksamim, right, black might be a problem because black might be red over time. That's what happens to red. And that's why Posim had to figure out if something is black or if something is brown. It's the big shaila in terms of a hilchos ksamim. But says the Rashi, so first it drips out, and then it squirts out, and then it becomes blackened, and that's what's makshir. That's real blood, that's real life blood, that's makshir. And that's what he quotes to the Gemara in Krisis as well, that dam kiluach is not dam hanefesh. When it squirts out with pressure, it is not dam hanefesh. And that's what Tosfos as well, in Vidam Chalalim, also has his own three stages, a little different than Rashi. But either way, that's what Tana Devera Bishmol are telling us, that dam kiluach is not makshir. Tana Rabban. Okay, now let's get to the Braisa. Hashochet v'hit is dam al hadalas. If somebody shechs and dam squirts out onto a dalas, onto a gourd, onto a melon. Rebbe Omer Hukshar, Rebbe Chia Omer Tolin. Rebbe says it's Hukshar l'kabel tumah, and Rebbe Chia says Tolin, it is hanging. What does that mean, it is hanging? So we will have to see. There'll be a couple of shot, and what does it mean that it is hanging? Me'ach, but Omer Boshia, before we figure out what that means. Oh, let me add in a detail that is important. It's the dalas is of truma, right? The blood. I'm shechting an animal, and then all of a sudden I have some vegetables on the table, and the blood squirts from the animal onto the vegetables of truma. Why dafka does the Gemara talk about vegetables of truma? We'll have to see. Keep that in mind. But says the Gemara, that's the case. Machlokas Rebbe and Reb Chiya. Rebbe says it's hukshar, and Reb Chiya says it's not. Or at least we don't know. So it's tolin, hanging. Amar Aboshia, Me'acha Sherebi Omer Hochshav Rebchi Amar Tolin, Anu Aminismoch. Since we have a machlokas here, so what should we do? It's one on one. So what should we do? So ba'u v'nismoch al divrei Reb Shimon. If we get Reb Shimon a third tana into the act, that'll help, because then we will be able to create a majority and follow the rove. Shahayir Reb Shimon Omer shchita machsheres v'lodam. Because what have we been talking about? Reb Shimon holds, at least according to Rav Asi's interpretation, as we learned yesterday, that the ma'isa shchita is what is machsher and not dam. So isn't that the shita of Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi says it's machshir on the dalas. Rabbi Chiya says tolin. So doesn't tolin, we don't know exactly what tolin means yet, but doesn't tolin mean something like it's not totally machshir, and therefore that's like Reb Shimon shita. So 2-1. So we'll paskin that it is not machshir. That is Reb Oshia's suggestion. Amar of Papa. So now we're going to interpret the machlokas between Rabbi and Reb Chiya. And the ramification will be what Reb Oshia said. So first we'll have Rav Papa, and then we'll have Rav Ashi. Amar Rav Papa, Hakol Modim, Hecha De'isa L'dam Mitchila V'ad Sof. If the blood stayed on the gourd, on the dalas, even after the shechita was finished, you started the shechita, the blood squirts onto the dalas, and then you finish the shechita. If the blood is still on the dalas, by the time you finish the shechita, everybody would agree, Kuli Amo Lo Pliya D'Machshir. That's for sure Machshir. That's for sure. By the time Shechita finishes, that's for sure Machshir. Ki pligi b'niskanea chadam beitzimun l'simun. The machlokas is where, in the interim, before Shechita was finished, the blood was wiped off the gourd. That's the machlokas. What's the machlokas? Rebbe Savar, as we had a couple of days ago. Rebbe Savar, yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'atzof. Rebbe says, we look at Shechita in halachic increments of time. We don't just look at it, wait till it's finished, and it's all or nothing until the end. No. Rebbe says that you look at Shechita mitchila v'atzof, and therefore, v'haydam shechitahu. And this dam that went onto the gourd, even if it's wiped off before the end of the Shechita, at the moment that it spilled, the Shechita was taking place. We can look at Shechita as it's happening. And therefore, even if it gets wiped off before the Shechita is finished, it's still called Dam Shechita, and it's Machshir L'Kabel Tuma. Rabbi Chiya Savar, no. Eina L'Shechita El Basof. Rabbi Chiya says that the crucial moment of Shechita is only at the end. And therefore, V'hai Damakahu. And therefore, when this blood first went onto it, it is Damaka, Dam of a wound, like we had yesterday, Dam Magafaso. We had that at the bottom, and therefore that's not Machshir L'Kabel Tuma. And that's why if it comes off before the end, it is not machshir. Note, we said a couple of days ago, even according to the Manta Amar, yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'atzof, you still have to have a shechita in the end. If you never end up doing the shechita, then you can look back and say, even if it wasn't a ma'isa shechita, you're allowed to say that. But look, assuming that the shechita was completed properly, so then one has this machlokas. That is Rav Papa's view of the machlokas. Again, everybody agrees, if the blood is still on there at the end of the shechita, that it is machshir l'kabel tuma. The machlokas is if it gets wiped off in the middle. Just one har, we still didn't finish. What's the language of Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi says it's machshir. Rabbi Chiya says tolin. What's tolin? What's hanging? Umay tolin? Tolin hadavar ad gemar shechita. It's exactly what Chiya says. You got to wait till the end of the shechita and see if the blood is still there. If the blood is still there at the end of the shechita, it is machshir l'kabel tuma. V'ilolo machshir. And if not, it is not machshir. So that's the machlokas. So far we explained Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. What is the machlokas about? The machlokas is about if it gets wiped off. And tolin means you have to wait and see if the blood is still there. Umay, we're finishing up. This is all the first explanation. Umay bo'u v'nismoch al divrei Reb Shimon. So what's that last statement of Reb Oshia? Let's bring Reb Shimon in. And once we bring Reb Shimon in, so we'll have 2-1. Reb Shimon and Reb Chiya against Rebbe. L'Reb Shimon lo machshir, the Reb Chiya machshir. What are you bringing Reb Shimon in, asked the Gemara. According to Reb Shimon, blood is not machshir at all. Reb Chiya says it is. You just got to wait to see if it's there at the end. He holds Ein l'shechita el l'basof. But they hold different shitos. So the Gemara says no. B'niskaneach mihu shavu lahadadi. In one sense, they are the same. If the blood got wiped off before the end, then they both would agree that it's not machshir. Marlo machshir, marlo machshir. So in that sense, they're the same. Havi le Rebbe chad vein dvarav shel echad b'makom shnayim. And therefore, you could create a majority based on that type of based on that type of svara. This is a huge issue in the poskim. The Maharik has a tshuva about this. The Tzlach right here on our Gemara discusses, are you allowed to create a majority based on two svaras that are very different? They just happen to lemaisa agree to the shita, Asr and Mutter. What if they both say Asr for two different reasons? What if they say Asr for two different reasons? So that is a discussion of the Ramah. Ramah in Simen Chafes of Beis. Right, the other volume. The Ramah writes at the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, when he talks about Hilchas Dayanim, right, all the rules and regulations. If somebody's a Dayan, what if he doesn't know how to paskin? If the Shulchan Aruch says something, okay, go by the Shulchan Aruch. What if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say something about a case? And you see there are certain shitas that say this, certain shitas say that. So at Simen Chafei, you have huge nosekelim on these Ramahs about how to translate these rules into real life. But the Shulchan, that's the Simen Chafei, is Dayan Sheta'a. What if you make a mistake? If you made a mistake, there are different types of mistakes. This is Choshen Mishpat Simen Chelek Aleph. Choshen Mishpat Chelek Aleph Simen Chafei. Call Dayincha Don Dine Mamanis Vita. So there are different types of mistakes. Are there mistakes in what's called Ta Bid Dvar Mishnah, which is clear, right, and mefurish, and therefore Choser, but it's not considered a psak. So he makes a psak on Paskins, like you're allowed to drive on Shabbos, so without any Choler Tzarech, so obviously that's not a Hora'ah. That doesn't have the status of a psak. But it gets more tricky in the other types of psakim. Let me just finish the sentence. Im ta b'dvarim ha-galuyim ha-yiduim, kagon dinim ha-mufarashim b'mishra b'gemara o b'divri ha-poskim, chozer adin v'dan oso ka-alacha. Right, that's chozer bo. But let's just finish the line. We've quoted this in other contexts. Let me just read the next line of the Ramah. Miu yesh omrim, di'im nira l'dainu l'b'nei doro. If it appears to a judge and the ones of his generation, mi koach rayos mukhrachos, based on foolproof Rias, she'ein hadin kamo she'uzkar b'poskim. If the rabbis of a generation figure out that they have to argue on the previous generation, yachol lachlok alav. They're allowed to argue on the previous generation. Right? That's the halacha. The Rama writes in Hilchas Mamrim that every generation could figure out based on their own wisdom. But then the Rama adds the important line, me'achar she'ein oniskar b'gemara. If it's not in Shas, you're not allowed to argue on Shas. You can't argue on that Amorim. Right there, the Gra here quotes the Gemara Bava Metzia, Ravina Veravashi Sof Hora'ah. There's a special status of the Stimus HaTalmud. You can't argue based on the Gra could do whatever he wanted. The Gra sometimes argued on the Gemara's, he passed like a Mishnah. Okay, that was the Gra. Or he reinterpreted. But generally, we're not allowed to paskin. An Achron Miyakar Adin could argue on a Rishon. A Posek, a later Achron could argue on earlier. Ramosha Feisi is allowed to argue on the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is allowed to argue on Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Right? Something just fell down here, sorry. Says the Ramah that Maker Adin, a later posek, could argue on an earlier posek. That's what the Ramah says. But in the continuation, which is the line from our Gemara, so let's see what the Ramah says. The Ramah says towards the end of Sif Beis, the afilu v'chein im haya yachid neged rabim holchim acha rabim b'chol makom. If it's a yachid against a rabim, you follow the majority. The afilu ein harabim maskimim mitam echad ela kol echad yesh lo tam b'fnei atzmo. Even if they're based on different shita, says the Rama, hove maskimim linyan adin mikri rabim vazlinam basrayu. Right, even if it's based on different reasons. Right, that's the Maharik. He quotes the Maharik in Shoresh Mem Aleph. That is the Ramah, and the post can point that. That's based on our Gemara. The Shach is not so convinced of this. The question is, what does the Shach do with our Gemara? But that is what the Ramah says. Again, it comes up in various areas. There is not a similar, but kind of an opposite application of this idea about different reasons that's quoted. I don't have it here, but in the Tshuva Se'el of Lecha Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger. We spoke about this a couple of years ago in a shir about Lecha Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, we'll go backwards in history. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Reish Ayin Dalid that women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah. Right? Nashim Chabuchay, they're obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Why are they obligated in Lecha Mishnah? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, without fanfare, without noting that he's saying something controversial, he just says, Shehayu Gamkein B'Neis Haman. They were also in the Neis of the Mon. Afein Oyeboso Anes. Even though the Gemara only has that by three cases, by Dalakosis, by Chanukah, and Purim, they're, right? The Mishnah Berurah adds this in. What is this based on? This is based on a shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, quoted in the Mordechai in Shabbos and elsewhere, that Lechem Mishnah, women are obligated in because of Afein Oyeboso Anes. The Ran quotes this Rabbeinu Tam in Mislech HaShabbos and says, what do you need this reason for? The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chaf Zachar v'shamar, women are chayavos b'kiddush hayom. That doesn't only mean kiddush. That means all mitzvahs of Shabbos. That means shalosh shudas. That means lechem mishnah. That means possibly Havdalah. That's a machlokas, because Havdalah has to do with Shabbos, but it's not on Shabbos. Machlokas we shown in whether women are obligated in Shabbos. But all the other mitzvahs hayom, they're all obligated in. So the Ran says, I agree with you, Rabbeinu Tam, but for a different reason. It's because you don't need the reason of Afayinu Abosu Anes. Fine. But everybody agrees to that. Rav Shlomo Kluger, in Shuvas Alvacha Shlomo, is bothered that there were some women in his generation that were not makpidos on Lecha Mishnah. Maybe they, when the husband made Lecha Mishnah, they were still in the kitchen. Right, one of those, you know, you can start without me. You can start without me. No, don't worry about me. I'm just getting the coleslaw. Right, but that's not appropriate. The women have to be there just like the men have to be there. But says the, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, he's trying to defend that minhag. So he quotes the Ran. And the Ran says, hey, look, the Ran does not like Rabbeinu Tam for some reason. Some say maybe it's because that the sheet Afein Hayu only means where there was a specific danger that you're saved from. If it's just Afein Hayu, also Anesav, the Man, so there wasn't a specific danger at one moment. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're right that you could have looked at it exactly, that every moment if the one wasn't there, we would be starving. But some say that maybe they don't like that reason because it's not the similar to the other ones. Okay, so that's what the Ran has to give his reason. But then Rav Shlomo Kluger says, but why doesn't the Rabbeinu Tam like the Ran's reason? Because he must think that the Ran, that the Gemara is limited to Kiddush, not expanded to Lechem Mishnah v'chulu. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, look, each one has a problem with the other reason. So it must be that maybe you could say that they're not chayav in Lechem Mishnah, because there's a problem with this shita, there's a problem with that shita. That's what he says at the Rebbe's Minog. As all the Achronim, what are you talking about? Everybody agrees that they're obligated in Lechem Mishnah. The Machlokas says, but the reason is, you're going to tell me, oh, but each reason has a problem, and that's what the other one doesn't say, and therefore they're pturos? That's crazy. Nobody says that. But that's what that's what Shlomo Kluger suggests. I'm sure it's crazy in the best way possible. I don't mean crazy. I just mean that the post can say it doesn't make sense because everybody agrees that they're chayiv. You're going to pick every reason, right? So that's similar to this case. If everybody agrees to something for different reasons, you still say that's the halacha, right? Even though the reason might be different. It's accumulation, right? Cumulative, right? Sometimes. Exactly, like we say, you can't build a shear on this, but if you have 5 or 6 points together, that could prove something. Exactly, right, right. You could talk about it. So yeah, in Achinami. So that's a tremendous chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger, but it's based on this the Ramah, that's based on this Gemara that would tell us, even if you had, like that's what Rav Oshia said, even though Rav Chia and Rav Shimon are really based on different reasons, but if the blood gets wiped off before the second simon, they both hold, at that moment it's not machshir. Okay, fine. That is all Rav Papa. That's all Rav Papa. What does Rav Papa have to do with Inyana Dioma today, Rosh Chodesh Av? Because this is the week probably more siyumim take place in all of Klal Yisrael, and Rav Papa's kids are mentioned at the siyumim. So that's the Siyata D'Shmaya that Dafyomi Rosh Chodesh Rav Papa's mentioned. Okay, Rav Ashi Yomar, second pshat, Tolin La'Ola Mashma. I do not agree, says Rav Ashi, with Rav Papa's explanation of Rav Chia. What is a Tolin meant? We have to wait and see what happens if the blood is still there at the end of the Shechita. Says Rav Ashi, tolin generally means much longer. Tolin, it stays in wait, it's dependent, it's hanging forever. La'ola mashma, for a long time. So I don't like this. You have to wait 3 seconds to see whether the blood's still going to be there? We're going to talk about that line soon, but let's finish. Tolin la'ola mashma. V'nes kanech l'Rabbi Chia sifuki misafkale. Really, what's happening with Rabbi Chia is that he's not sure. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. O eina l'shchita el basof. He's not sure what the halacha is there. And that's what tolin means. It means a halachic tolin, not a reality mitzias tolin. Umay tolin, lo ochlin below sarfin. What does tolin mean? He can't eat this dala'as, because it's not tahar, but he might have been tameh, but he can't burn it either, since it's truma, because it's a safik. That's what tolin means. Umay, that we finish up and say the same thing. Umay, bo v'nisvach adev Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon l'machshel l'b'chiyah sveika. Same thing we asked before, so how can you put these two shitas together? Reb Shimon says it is not machshir, at least according to Rav Asi's interpretation of Reb Shimon yesterday, and Reb Chia says it's a safek. So Gemara says, again, linyan sreifa miush avala dadi. At least regarding not being able to burn it, they're similar. Mar lo sarfe, umar lo sarfe. They both agree that one cannot burn it, and therefore, Havile Rebbe Chad, Rebbe is one, because Rebbe would say to burn it, and therefore it's one against two, Tolin velo ochlin velo sarfin. And that's exactly what it said here, kagon zos, we do not eat it, and we do not burn it. What's that last line of hachi kamar? What did that last extra line add? Hachi kamar, kagon zos, tolin, lo ochlin, lo sarfin. So Rashi says that line is totally extra and meaningless. Doesn't add anything. Rashi says, if you look in Rashi, hachi kamar, girsa de lo tzrichahi. Interesting, he says, you are goris it, but he says, girsa de lo tzricha. The Baal Hamor here says, we're going to get back to an idea related to this as well afterwards. The Baal Hamor here says that the, where is it? I don't think we did a Baal Hamor yet, this Pesachta. First time. Zayinim Abayis right here, the Baal Hamor says, maybe it's Kigon Zos because it's focusing on a question we asked 5 minutes ago. Why is this case about a Dala'as? About a gourd? Why not about grapes? Why the Badafka bet a gourd? Because it's Durabanan. Kigon Zos means we're talking about Shumas and Maisus Durabanan, Yurakos or Durabanan. Yesha Pirshuba, Lahaki Yitzrichalil Ravashil Meimar, Baha Kigon Zos, Vishim Dedala'as Chulinu, Vachakamar, Bechumas Dagan, Kiai Gavna, Kiva, Demida Raisa, who Tolan, Lochum, Losurfin, Dalas, you could be even more makel in this case. Maybe the focus is Dalas, that's why it is that's why it's quoted here. Well, we mentioned various times in the past, the machlokas we've shown him, what is chayav and chubas maisa daraisa? Everybody agrees vegetables are derabanan, Dalas. What about fruits? What about apples? Apples and oranges, that's the machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam says all fruit are chayav and chubas maisa daraisa. All fruit. As long as you make a boy pray eights on them, the Rambam would say all fruit are chayav daraisa. Big nafkamina. Other Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say only dagon tirosh v'yitzar. Those three: wheat and wine and olives, right? Then grapes. That's it. Dagon tirosh v'yitzar. That's Rashi and Tosfos Ashita in many places. And the Rambam says all fruit. There are some Rishonim, the Yireim and others say that maybe for Meiser Sheni, they're Mechalik. Meiser Sheni, they hold like the Rambam. And for Tumas and Meiser Rishon, they hold like Rashi and Tosfos, the middle Shita. Why should they say that? It's based on a pasuk at the end of Chukosai. But that's what the Malbim summarizes some of these opinions at the end of Chukosai when he talks about Meiser there at the end of Chukosai. Either way, that's the machlokas we've shown it, but Dalaz, vegetables are for sure Durabanan. So the Baal Hamor says maybe that's why Kigon Zos is talking about a Durabanan specifically focused. That's why it is quoted. That's why it's quoted here. Okay, so we have a machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Ashi, how to understand this machlokas. Before we go further into the next question, let's go back to the language for a minute of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, I don't like Rav Papa, why? Because tolin always means for a much longer time. Tolin, much longer time. If you look here in the Maritz Chayis and the Rishash, they both find difficulty with Rav Ashi. Look in the Rishash right here. He says, Kashali, the Shili Nida. What does shili nida mean? It says the shili nitan umagaanu bi'ilasan tluyin v'ratzalom rachet tispara hayom imtira olo. Tluya can mean that she touched something today. You don't know if she's going to see dam today or not. Let's say it's on the seventh day. She already did a bedika. You don't know if it's shivin akiyim, if she's going to see dam more today. So then she's going to mess up all of her 7 days. Use the lashon of tolin there. What do you mean? Tolin is going to mean in a couple of hours. You say tolin means a long time from now. V'chein begitin. It says, if a person says, this is your get, if I die from this sickness, that's also, it's a specific time. It's not tolin forever and ever. Right? So that's why, I should have read this before. What does Rashi say on la'ola mashma? Rashi says, what does tolin mean, la'ola mashma? Ad sheyavu Eliyahu v'yodienu. When Eliyahu Navi comes, that's tolin, because we don't know what the halach is. Yeshnu l'shchita, in l'shchita l'basof. That's tolin. When Mashiach comes. Right, it's never clarified until Mashiach comes. But says the Rishash, I find the difficulty. The Rishash says, maybe you could be mechali between Lashon of Tuluyin or Tuluya and the Lashon of Tolin. That's the difference. Tolin means the Olam. Tuluya, which is the language of Mesechus Nida, maybe that's a difference. Focusing on the case or focusing on the person. Okay, that's a difference. That's the Rishash. If you look at the Maritz Chayis here, the Maritz Chayis says, 1 second. We know, based on the Mishnah Malach, we mentioned this back on Daf Hey. Back on Daf Hey, the Maris Chayis also made this Ha'ara there. And that is, what types of questions could we ask Eliyahu Hanavi? What types of questions could we ask him? We could ask him Suffolk in Mitzius. We don't know exactly
a mitzias, a reality, so that we're never going to know. Say, that is kidesk eliyonavi. Kidesk eliyonavi, a psak halacha? Kidesk eliyonavi, psak halacha? Psak halacha is for this world. You can't ask Eliyahu Psak Halacha. Says the Maritz Chayes, according to Mishnah Melech and Ilchazishas, the Dafka Besveka the Mitzias Shayach Hashi Yavo Eliyahu. Avalo Besveka the Dina, the Khan Eno Safik Bemitzias, Shiyavar Eliyahu Matzava Davar. Raksh Eliyahu Yoreb, Lubnei Hadinim, Yeshra Lashkidim, Mishkila Basov, O Eno Shkila Basov? What? Decide yourself! Right? The Torah Loba Shamayimi. Can't ask him Shilas. And the Maritz Chayes does not cross-reference, but a more well-known Maritz Chayes is back in the beginning of Brachas Daf Gimel. Brachas Daf Gimel, remember the case? Walks into a churva, and I learned three things. You're allowed to daven in a churva, and you're allowed to daven by derech, you daven a tefillah ketzara. So there too, the Maritz Chayes says, how are you allowed to learn halachas from Eliyahu HaNavi? He can be mevar mitzius, but he can't tell you psak halacha lo bashamayimi. There's stories about the Vilna Gaon that the Malach used to come to him and try to give him answers to Kshayla. He's like, I don't want to know. I want to figure it out myself. Right? So that's the Maritz Chayes. So what is Rashi talking about? It's a Yavo Eliyahu. So says the Maritz. So the Maritz Chayes there, not here. Brachas Daf Gimel says maybe Eliyahu Navi himself. It depends whether he's telling us something mikoch nevuah or mikoach achmaso. If he's telling us something mikoach nevuah, then that's nothing to do with psak halacha. But sometimes maybe he's talking about mikoach chachmaso. And Eliyahu Navi, we know, that never died. He comes to every bris. He's still around. And therefore, maybe if he's speaking mikoach chachmaso, that's just like a chacham here. I'll just read the lashon. The Maritz Chai is here in Brachas Dav Gimel Amid Aleph.
That's why it says,
Exactly. That's why Tishbi, like we like to mention, Tishbi Yataritz, Klushas Levi says, it's not Meku, Moshe Yataritz, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe died. It has to be somebody in this realm, in this world, to be able to answer the Shilas. Right? We can't ask Chassam Sofer the microwave Shilas. Right? You can't ask there's somebody, Reb Kiv Eger, you can't ask them the electronic Shilas. Gotta ask Poskim Hador. So right there, the Maritz Chai is there in Brachas Daf Gimel. Of course, Rashi Masechta Shabbos, Isser Veheter Ain Talui Bo, Delo Bashamayim Hi, Veichlam Et Shas, Dina Melo Me Eliyahu, Veyefshar Lomar, Dim Eliyahu, Omer Dina Mitza Nevua, Azai Shayach Lo Bashamayim Hi, Ve'ein Nashet Navi Rashar Lechadish Davar, Aval Im Omer Milsa Betayma, Masha Shama Mipi Chachamim Acherim, maybe in Shamayim, Azai Shomin Lo, then you're allowed to listen to him. So Eliyahu Navi is allowed to tell you based on his chachma. So maybe that's what's going on there, and maybe that's what's going on here. That can answer the Maritz Chayes' kasha right here. What do you mean you're going to wait? Yeshna l'shchita, ain't l'shchita? No, he's going to explain why one is more correct than the other, and why we pass in one way. Okay, let's continue. Where are we? Says the Gemara. Boy of Shimon Lakish. Shimon Lakish says, Reish Lakish, Tzrid shel Menachas. What's a tzrid of menachas? We know a mincha is made out of flour and oil and a little frankincense put on the side. What if you have, let's go with Rashi's shot first, you have an area of the flour that was not properly mixed together, so it's very dry. Oil never touched this area of flour. So the shaila is not mukshar. It's not mukshar. So this area was never touched. Tosa doesn't like Rashi, so Tosa says maybe it's talking about a type of mincha that doesn't have oil. Right, a minchas knaos, or a minchas of some type of sin. Right, there's a few types of that. So tzrid shel menachas, monin bo rishon v'sheni, o ein monin bo rishon v'sheni. Do we say that if this becomes tameh, and we'll see how it becomes tameh in a minute, concept that came up a few days ago. If this becomes tameh, does it have the power to transmit tumah continually? Like, does it have a power to make sheni shlishi revi? Or is it tameh itself is sulo? Meaning, the Gemara clarifies, Ki mahanya chibas hakodesh. We mentioned the principle of chibas hakodesh the past couple of days. The principle of the preciousness of kadshim, and therefore it's a rule breaker, and even something that is not roi lachila can become roi lachila, even something that is not mukshar lekabel tumah can become mukshar lekabel tumah. Those are the two things that chibas hakodesh does, two rule breakers. So does chibas hakodesh only allow you to do one step, or more than one step? To inherently make it tameh lemimne beirisha v'sheni lo, but not to pass along the tumah. Odilma loshna. Or do we say it even allows you to pass along the tumah? That's the shaila. So Amar Belazar Tashma. So Belazar says Let's try to prove it. Mikala ochal asher yeachel. This is the source for hechshar lekabel tuma. Ochal abba b'mayim hochshar. Ochal shlein abba b'mayim lo hochshar. Look, the pasuk says, and the drasha says, it has to get liquid. It has to become touch liquid to become moist. One of the seven liquids to be ra'ui lekabel tuma. To be mochshar lekabel tuma. So how could you say that it's going to be passed along? So the Gemara says, 1 second. Other Hashem and Lakish, lest they ochal abba b'mayim. Rish Lakish agrees with that drasha. That's just the drasha, the basic din of hochshar lekabel tuma. His shaila is the special case. Rishim and Lakish hachikami boilei chibas hakodesh ka'ochal abba b'mayim dami olo. Once we say chibas hakodesh, that rule breaker, how much does that rule breaker go? We say it is hochshar, but is it able to be passed along the tumah or not? Just one ha'ara before we continue, and that is, I saw yesterday a line. We mentioned this, but even earlier in today's shir, that the lumdus, according to some rishonim, of hechshar lekabel tuma is that it doesn't achieve its shame ochel until after it gets wet. So there's a line later on in the Gemara that says this beferish. It's unbelievable. If you want to look for a second, the Gemara in Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, if you have it there, the Gemara says there. I'll just read it to you. Peiros shelo hukshiru kitanur shelo nigmara malachto dami. There's the line. Fruit that weren't hukshar is like an oven that didn't reach gemar malacha yet. It's exactly the line, the lumdus of Hechshar lekabel tuma. Okay, anyway, so says the Gemara that Rish Lakish's shaila is, of course he holds up the principle of Hechshar lekabel tuma. The question is about Chibas HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar Nami, Yiturei Kroi Kamar. Rebbe Elazar also was saying from an extra part of the Pasuk. Michti, the following. This was Rebbe Elazar's answer to the question. When liquid comes on something, a type of food, why do you have the previous pasuk for? You already know that. Isn't that coming to exclude chivas hakodesh? That it's not exactly as if mayim fell on it, and therefore the principle of chivas hakodesh will allow it to become tamei, but nothing more than that. So Gemara says, lo, maybe not. Maybe you don't say it there. That's not what the drush is for. But rather, you need two psukim about hechshar lekabel tuma. Chad b'tumas meis v'chad b'tumas sheretz. To teach me that there's a principle of hechshar lekabel tuma, both by tumas meis and sheretz. V'srichi. And you need both. Why? Here we go. D'yashmin on tumas meis. If you only had the principle of tumas meis, that tumas meis needs hechshar lekabel tuma. Hasam hu d'boy hechshar. Maybe only there hechshar is required, mishum delo matami bika adasha, because a mace is only matami bika zayis, not bika adasha. So therefore, that's why mace is more makel in a sense. Abel sheretz de matami bika adasha, but a sheretz, which we know from Alach Moshe B'Sinai, it could be even matami with a lentil size, a tiny size, a maloli boy hechshar, maybe tumah sheretz doesn't even need hechshar. On the one hand, and the other way, v'i yashmin and sheretz, and if we only had tumas sheretz, if we only had one pasuk tumas sheretz, mishum delo matami tumas shiva, I would have said tumas sheretz is not so chamor, and therefore it needs hechsher because it's not matami you for 7 days. Avol meis de matami tumas shiva, eim aloli boy hechsher, but meis, which is matami tumas shiva, a very stringent form, so maybe that would require hechsher, sricha, so that's why you need both. So again, there's no answer. Rebbe Elazar does not answer Reish Lakish's kasha. We still don't know Reish Lakish's suffix whether Chibas HaKodesh just creates the item able to be Makabel Tuma or it even transfers. There's a very important Rambam. We haven't focused on it enough. I'll read it now. About at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Mace. The Rambam writes, as we know, there are three ways that a mace can make you tame. Either by touching you touch it, or by carrying it, even if I don't touch it, right, like here, if I carry, I'm not touching this, but I'm carrying it, or if I move it, right, either way, or the called tumas, this is all different types of carrying it. So there's like a seesaw. The mace is on one side, and I push down on the other side, so I move it. That's also called carrying it, tumas hesed, but there's tumas maga, tumas masa, and tumas ohel. Tumas ohel. I'm over the mace is over me, or I'm in the same ohel. Three ways. What's interesting, the Rambam points out, in the first halacha of Hilchos Tumas Mace, is that Tumas Maga and Tumas Ohel are mefurish in the Torah. Tumas Masa is not. Doesn't say that anywhere. By Mace, doesn't say that. The Rambam says, Tumas Mace Matame B'Maga B'Maso B'Ohel. Tumas Shiva. But Tumas Maga B'Ohel mefurashin B'Torah. Shenemar, Kol Anogia B'Mace L'Chol Nefesh Adam B'Tami Shivas Yamim. The Nemar, V'Chol Abola Ohel V'Chol Shiva Ohel Yitma Shivas Yamim. Where's Tumas Masa? Tumas Masa Mipi Hashmua. V'Kal V'Chomer Hadvarim. Kal V'Chomer. If nevela, which is only tamei for make you tamei for 1 day, and it's not matami ba'ohel, but the Torah says you're tamei if you carry the nevela. So tumas meis, which is matami you for 7 days, and it makes you tami even ba'ohel. So there's lakol shekain. So we learn that from Kal v'chomer. So then the shaila is, notice what Ketzer Mishnah says, that's right here. If Tumas Masa is only learned out from a Kal v'chomer, einon shebin adin. How do you ever create punishments? If you touch something, you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, if it's ever through Tumas Masa. So that's why the Rambam says, Rambam doesn't answer that question. He just says it. He doesn't answer it beferish. But then the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe if you keep reading with the Rambam, that's what the Rambam is trying to answer. Because listen to what the Rambam continues. The Yirali. The Rambam says, why was Masa left out? And then we'll continue. Why was Masa left out? There are two other examples like this. Shezesh shasak mimena hakasef. Kiderech shasak mi iser habas. Just like the Torah never says that it's usur, Rachman al-Islan, to have a rias with your daughter. It says granddaughter, never says daughter. Why not? You learn how the words of Kal v'chomer. If your granddaughter is usur, your daughter is usur. Or, it never says that it's usur to eat basa b'chalaf. It only says it's usur to cook basa b'chalaf. Right, so we learn out. So what do all those? Those are all Kal v'chomers? Says the Rambam, as the Kesef Mishnah explains, no. Those aren't Kal v'chomers. It's just that if it's included in. It's the, as if the Torah is saying, even Tumas Masa is Aser. Surely Tumas Masa, which is even a less form. Even your granddaughter is Aser. That's not Kal v'chomer daughter. No, it's a Gili Milsa. It's embedded in the limud itself. Embedded in the limud of Bas Abas is Bas. What, embedded in the limit of cooking basa b'chalav is eating basa b'chalav. You don't need, you're right. The Rambam uses the Lashon, the Chazal uses the Lashon of Kal v'chomer. But the question of Einon Shemin Adin doesn't get off the ground because it's not really a Kal v'chomer. It's a Kal v'chomer in the sense that it's a Gili Milsa. That's the important Lashon of the Rambam.
Does that become a
Lav Shem B'Klalos? Good question. I think now Lav Shem B'Klalos is generally where you have different types, right? Lo Soch Lo Ladam. You have six different types of lavim. Or some say whether Yontif is a Lav Shem B'Klalos, Sazach HaMalacha, different types. Here, I think it's one that is an outgrowth of another. It's really one is more in an expanded way than the other. That's what you have to say. That's a very important Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis in Hilchos Tumas Meis. Important Kesef Mishnah there. Okay, we're talking about Tumas Meis. That's where it came up. Let's go weiter. Masav Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, so now we're, what's the masiv? We're going to ask a kasha under Belazar. What was a Belazar? Reish Lach has asked the kasha, does Chibas HaKodesh only make the item tame or allow you to transfer? Rav Belazar answered that and say, it does not allow you to transfer. And then we rejected Rav Belazar, but that was Rav Belazar's shita. So masiv Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon Omer Hukshur B'Shchita, Rav Shimon in our Mishnah said, that's what this whole discussion is here, that the shchita itself is makshir, even without the blood. So we assume that the shechit is machshir, period. Even though there's no blood there, so it's based on chibas hakodesh, even to cause rishon and sheni afterwards. But it's not lav, it's not real hokshar, meaning it's based on chibas hakodesh, but you see the diuk is that it allows rishon v'sheni, so it's a kashon or balazar. So amalei abaya, no, that's a durabanan. On a Durabanan level, it would transfer the Tumah. Rabbi Lazar is asking on a Daraisa level. Rabbi Lazar and Reish Lakish is asking on a Daraisa level, the principle of Chibas HaKodesh, how strong does it create the Tumah? This is all Durabanan by the Shechita. So there's no Kasha. Similarly, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Tashma, Habotzer, Lagat, the Braisa says, if somebody's collecting grapes, they put the grapes in a basket, over time, wine, grape juice, oozes out of the grapes and makes the other grapes under it moist. So is that moisture, is that liquid, machshir l'kabel tumah? So, Beshameh Omer Hochshar. Shameh says, yes, it is Hochshar, because ultimately, you're happy about it. You're happy that the wine's coming out. Omer Hochshar says, no, you're not so happy about it. And you need l'ratzon in order for something to be, you don't just need it to become wet, but it has to be with the acquiescence of the bialim, which we'll talk more about a little later, hopefully. Lo hokshar, v'shasek lehil l'shamay, and eventually Hillel admitted to Shamay. Then in this case, it is hokshar. Again, amai, v'alav ochel ababamayim hu, this is not a normal case of ochel ababamayim, why not? Why not? There's liquid here. So Rashi explains, but it's not l'ratzon. You didn't want it to ooze out right now. You just want the grapes to become soft. You're going to put it in a press. You didn't want it to become out, so it's as if it's similar to the concept of Chibas HaKodesh, where no liquid is used. So again, you see, though, that it's Hukshar for Rishon V'Sheini. So again, Abaya answers, Amar Le Abaya, Asu'u Kehekshar Mayimi Durabanan. This is Durabanan. Rabbi Elazar and Reish Lakish are arguing on the Daraisa plane. And this is all Durabanan. Amalei Rav Yosef. Yosef is one second. Amina lecha ana hokshur b'shchit v'ata amrit li asu k'echshur mayim. I'm bringing you a raya from the Daraisa level, and you're interpreting it to say it's only drabanan. V'amalachar b'zeir, and b'zeir said the same thing to you. He tried to bring a raya. V'yamart leya su'u k'achshar mayim. Okay, so I'll better you one. You're trying to answer up these are all Durabanan? So answer Rish Lakish's question, at least on a Durabanan level. Remember, what did Rish Lakish ask? Rish Lakish says, when we have the principle of Chibas HaKodesh, which allows Heksher to take place even without liquid, does that only make the item Tameh? Or does it also allow transference from that item to more items to make them Tameh? So you're saying, oh, these are all Durabanan. So at least on a Durabanan level, you can answer Rish Lakish's Kasha. Why don't you say that? So Amalei, Altu Reish Rabshim and Lakish Litlos Kami Baile, Ki Kami Baile Lisrof. No, because the way I understood it, answers Abai, is that he wants to know at the Raisa level. He doesn't want to know of maybe what should you do Besafik. Ki Kami Baile, he wants to know, can you burn this if it's Truma? So that is why I didn't use this as a question. Semicolon, new section. Michlal, Dechibas HaKodesh Daraisa Minalon. This whole assumption, though, of Reish Lakish's kasha is that the principle of Chibas HaKodesh is Daraisa. Where do you know that in the Torah? That there's a principle of Chibas HaKodesh, that the kachim is very special to us, and therefore it could be a rule breaker. Where do you know that from? A couple of suggestions. We're going to do number one today with a ksos. That's what we have left today. Midichsiv. Ilema midichsiv. How do you know Chibas HaKodesh is Daraisa? Ilema midichsiv. Vahabasar asher yiga b'chol tameh. Basa that touches anything tamei, that is, and then you walk into the base of Migdash, that is a problem. Or if you eat that, it's aser. Hai basar this kasha b'mai. What made that basar hukshar l'kabal tumah? Ilema this kasha b'dam. Is it from the dam of the shechita? V'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, minan adam kachem shino machshir. Dam kachem is not machshir. We quoted this a few days ago. Shene emar lo sochlenu. Do not eat it. Al haaretz tishmachenu kamayim. You have to spill it on the ground. Dam hanishba kamayim machshir. Sheinu nishba kamayim machshir. Blood that's going to be sprinkled on the mizbeach is not machshir. Only blood that is going to be poured onto the ground and kisi adam is going to be done to it. Ella. So what's the case that we're talking about here? That the buster of the carpet could become tamei. Ella deis kasha b'mashkim meitz beis mitvachaya. Is it talking about other liquids? That's in the base of Migdash. Other liquids, the water they used to use to wash out the floor. The Ha'amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi says that's also not Machshir. Mashki basement v'chaya lo dayin shein dachan. Not only are they tahar themselves, elo shein machshirin. They're not Machshir. So still, what's the pasuk talking about? V'chitema tirgama adam. And if you want to say Rabbi Yossi's statement was only referring to the blood, v'hamashke kamar. It says plural. It says plural liquids. Elolav, so what must the pasuk be talking about? This kasha b'chibas hakodesh. That we're talking about a case where the blood, the meat, the basar became tamu based on chibas hakodesh. That's the principle. That's where you see that chibas hakodesh is a concept on a daraisa level. Says the Gemara, maybe not. V'dilma could Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel could say otherwise. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the case is not talking about. There's another ukimta that you can make. We're not talking about Chibas HaKodesh. There was moisture here. Where? Kagon Shahaisel or Parash or Zivche Shlamim. A person was going to Yerushalayim. He's taking his cow and he goes through a river on the way. Maybe he goes through by Ir David over there. You have the Mayan there by Chizkio's tunnels. So he goes through there to bring his Shlamim. Ve'viru benachal shach levaim mashka tofechala. So it's still wet. We're still wet when he shechs it, so that's why it's moksha. Maybe this pasuk has nothing to do with Chibas HaKodesh. So why would somebody do this? So Rashi explains two reasons. Why would somebody want to do this? For two reasons. Number one, because, first of all, we're talking about a shlamim, and that's why we're talking about shlamim here. But number two, because the owner themselves keeps the skin of the shlamim, it's easier to skin the animal when the skin is moist before shechita. So maybe that's why the Bailam would do this. And we're talking about a shlamim, and that's why he gives this ukimta. Period. Just end off with a ksos. A ksos says, again, why are we talking about a shlamim? Number one. Number two, the kasha is, which is Paris, what you just said before, and that is, don't you need l'ratzon? We're talking about a karbon here. It's not yours. Don't you always need ratzon Bailam? How could you have ratzon Bailam here? Says the ksos, simen tav vav. It's a beautiful ksos. He puts together five or six problems. He says, nire. He quotes our Gemara about Chibas HaKodesh. You know what you see from this Gemara? It must be going according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili that says, katshe kalim are mamon bailim. Machlokas Rishonim, about how to understand that. But Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, the Machlokas Tanoim, in Kiddushin and elsewhere, could a Kohen take part of his shlamim and be mekadesh a woman with it? So Gemara says, yes, according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Because Rabbi Yosei Aglili says, Kachi Kalam is Mamon Bailam. That's why he talks about Shlomim and not other Karbanos, says the Ksos. Because Shlomim is the only one that could be Shel Bailim. And that's the only one that could be Luratzon. If it's talking about a Chathas or an Asham or other Karbanos, you can't talk about that because then you won't have Luratzon. You can't talk about Heksher. So it must be, we're talking about Shlomim B'dafko because that's the only Karban that, at least according to some Shitos, is Luratzon. That's what he says. Ava Shlomim Mamon Bailim hi. And that's why, typically, he says, why didn't the Gemara also say, why do you have to be talking about that he went into a river beforehand? Why don't you say that a person washed it after he's going to eat it in Yerushalayim? He shechted it, now he's going to eat it. You wash it before you eat it. The answer is because the Gemara says, according to Yosei Aglili, it's only mamun bailim mechayim. Right when you shechted, it's mishulchan gavoa kazachu. So when you eat kachay kalam in Yerushalayim, that's not yours. So then it won't be l'ratzon. So it's dafka got to be a shlamim while it's alive. Dafka shlamim and dafka while it's alive. That's why it talks about going through a river and not talking about getting wet afterwards. And that's why dafka talks about a shlamim. There are a couple of other questions that he answers, but you can look at it, Simin Tavav, Os Aleph, and Xos. He answers a number of questions, but again, a raya from our Gemara, that Lerutzon can apply to Kachim, as long as it's Mamon Bailim, according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the shiur should be up online this morning. Why learn Gemara? The focus of Gemara on the OU website.